Erev Pesach is always a very busy day, not just because of all the preparations for Pesach that still need to be done, but also because we've got various cut-off points during the course of the morning. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchot Chametz Umatzah tells us that Min HaTorah is prohibited to eat chametz on Erev Pesach from midday. However, Midrabanan, there's a prohibition to eat chametz from the end of the fifth hour, so that means an hour before midday, in case one comes to make a mistake and not pay attention, etc., etc. And then there's also a gezeira that one shouldn't eat chametz from an hour prior to that, so from the end of the fourth hour into the day, or 2 hours before midday. But one is allowed to get hana'ah, one is allowed to get benefit from chametz during that extra hour. There are actually different opinions in the Rishonim about this matter. The Baal HaItur is of the opinion that the prohibition of eating chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon is only midrabanan. And very fascinatingly, the Baal HaMa'or is of the opinion that you're allowed to eat chametz in the afternoon on Erev Pesach because this is a way of destroying your chametz. But in any event, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Mem Gimel Seif Aleph, paskens like the Rambam and the Rosh, and indeed most Rishonim, that you're not allowed to eat or own chametz from midday on Erev Pesach, that's Min HaTorah, but Midrabanan, there's a prohibition against eating chametz from the end of the fourth hour and against owning chametz from the end of the fifth hour into the day. And the Rama makes the observation that how do we calculate these hours into the day? They're not regular clock hours, but they're what we call halachic hours or seasonal hours, meaning that we divide up the daylight hours from the morning till the evening into 12, and each one of those 12 units is regarded as an hour. So a third of the period between morning and evening is the end of the fourth hour, and plus another hour will bring us to the end of the fifth hour. Now, there's still a machloket how to calculate this. This is a machloket which comes up in various areas of halacha. It comes up with regard to sof zman kriyat shema, sof zman tefillah every day of the year, also with regard to working out plag hamincha in the afternoon, etc., etc. And essentially, it's known as a machloket between the Magen Avraham on the one hand and the Vilna Gaon on the other hand, even though each of them brings support from various other Rishonim and Achronim. So the Magen Avraham and the Trumat HaDeshen and others are of the opinion that we measure the day from dawn until nightfall, whereas the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Aruch HaShulchan, they're all of the opinion, and the Gaonim as well, and the Rambam, they're all of the opinion that we measure the day from sunrise to sunset, which is, of course, a shorter period of time. So there's a machloket how we calculate that, both in terms of Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, and also in terms of Sof Zman Achilat Chametz on Erev Pesach. What's the latest time that you can eat Chametz on Erev Pesach? If we say that the day is divided into 12 from dawn till nightfall, then the latest time for eating chametz is going to be, different ways of calculating it, but either this year, 2023, Tashin Pei Gimel, it's either going to be 10:16 a.m. or 10:28 a.m., whereas if we follow the view of the Vilna Gaon, that we divide the day from sunrise to sunset, then it's going to be 10:51 a.m. And likewise, the discrepancy between the times for the last time of owning chametz, if we take the view of the Magen Avraham that we're counting the day from dawn to nightfall, then the latest time for owning chametz is going to be 11:40 or 11:46. And according to the Vilna Gaon, it's going to be 11:58. Now, the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chet, he brings both opinions. He says that we calculate the day from Alot HaShachar till Tzeit HaKochavim, and there are those who say that we do it from Neitz HaChama until Shkia. He says, L'chatchila tov l'hachmir k'dei Rishona. L'chatchila, in the first instance, it's good to be strict, like the first opinion, and work it out from Alot HaShachar till Tzeit HaKochavim. The Aruch HaShulchan actually disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan says, not just for Kriyat Shema, but also for Issa Chametz on Erev Pesach, we follow the view of the Vilna Gaon, and we divide the day from sunrise to sunset. There are some Achronim who say that because of the Isra of the stringency of the Isra of Chametz, so therefore we're strict, and even though generally we take what turns out to be a more lenient view of the Vilna Gaon for the Sofzman of Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, on Erev Pesach we'll be stricter and take the earlier time of the Magen Avraham. It's brought down in the name of the Griz. It makes a lot of sense to say that this is very strange to be so strict on Erev Pesach, because, you know, and to be makel the whole year round with Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is a Doraita, whereas the Isur of eating chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning at that time is only a drabanan. At midday, according to the Rambam, it comes to Doraita. But at the end of the fourth hour, it's definitely only a drabanan. So why would one seek to be extra strict, even though the Isra of Chametz on Pesach is very strict? That's only on Pesach itself. Even on Erev Pesach, even if we follow the view of the Rambam, you know, after Chatzot, it's not an Isra Karet after Chatzot, it's just an Isra Lav. It's not a Karet till nighttime. So it's very strange to be strict on Erev Pesach if we're not strict the whole year round. The LBD times for this year follow the view of the Vilna Gaon and the Aruch HaShulchan. So the last time for eating chametz is 10:51 a.m. Last time for owning chametz and burning chametz is 11:58. There are some shuls which publicise the earlier times as well, but it seems that it's entirely correct to be able to follow the published times as by the LBD in accordance with the view of the Vilna Gaon and the Aruch HaShulchan. Ad Kan.